Welcome to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast, part of the center's efforts to cultivate dialogue about university teaching and learning among faculty, students, and staff. I'm your host, Rhett McDaniel, educational technologist here at the center. The CFT is producing a special series of podcasts highlighting student projects over a variety of disciplines. In this episode, CFT Director Derek Bruff attends a poster session where he talks with Liz D'Angelo, a junior in the College of Arts and Sciences, as she describes her summer research project, where she spent a month in England studying rare 17th century texts to research accidental poisonings by cantharides, more commonly known as Spanish fly. We join Derek on the floor of the poster session.
So let's start off with your name.
Hi, my name's Liz D'Angelo. I'm a junior in the College of Arts and Sciences. I'm majoring, double majoring, in English and History and then Classics. It sounds like a triple major, but it's the interdisciplinary, English and History. So,
right?
Yeah.
And who did you work with on your summer research project?
Professor Tucker, with the History of Medicine and French.
Well, tell me a little bit about your summer project then.
So for my summer project, I spent a month in England researching at the Wellcome and British libraries. I was working in the rare book rooms with 17th century and earlier texts to research about poisoning in general. And I then narrowed my topic down to accidental poisoning by cantharides or Spanish fly. It's a blister beetle of the Lyta vesicatoria family. It contains the irritant cantharidin, and it's most commonly found in a powdered form. And there's a lot of dangers of associated with an overdose and cause painful urination and basically sort of just a burning of the intestines. And it can cause death if given an overdose.
So were there non-harmful uses of this?
Yes. I guess in the 17th century, there were legitimate medical uses for Spanish fly. They were used to treat a variety of diseases, such as gout, venereal diseases, bladder stones. But then there was also a sort of criminal underworld where witches and rogue apothecaries were selling Spanish fly as love potion and poisons. I was interested in this sort of tension between the medical profession and this illicit or dangerous use of the drug and sort of how that came out through the literature of the time. And I compared the medical texts to the just other forms of popular literature like drama, and then there's one case in France called the Affair of the Poisons where there was a lot of documentation about police cases when they went into the homes of these witches and apothecaries found these stores of poisons, and then there was a scandal in the court and which led to some of the earliest poison regulations.
But what were your findings? What were some of the big takeaways from your research?
Well, I found that there was a long history of use of Spanish fly, both medically and sort of for this love potion use. Galen and Hippocrates, which are some of the founding fathers of medicine, were using it as a plaster, and it creates a blister, and then this was supposed to regulate the humors. But then in the Middle Ages, you also have these witches who are selling it as love potions. So this tension sort of comes ahead in the 17th century when medical professionals start to defend their use of the drug as legitimate, and then they attack this use as a love potion.
I'm curious, there's probably not a single answer to this, but what discipline would you consider this project to be in?
I would call it history of medicine, sort of leaning more towards history. Also a lot with literature because I was doing some close readings, but just sort of an amalgam of things. And I'm really interested in that as an interdisciplinary major. I love the English and the history together.
Okay. Well, and that was kind of my next question to you is, why were you drawn to this project? What were you? Why was this interesting to you?
I really enjoyed working with Professor Tucker. She was one of my professors for a history of medicine seminar, and I hadn't really thought about the history of medicine before. It's something that I wouldn't have ever considered until I come to Vanderbilt. So I was drawn in through that class, and then more specifically, I was just doing some research in the libraries and found a lot of really interesting information about poisoning in the 17th century, and from there I just narrowed my topic down even further.
What do you think you're taking away from this project? What have you learned or skills that you've picked up that you think that you'll use going forward?
Well, I think just the research process was really helpful for me, because most of the time in high school, if I had a research project, I already knew what my topic was. I knew exactly what I was going to do, just wrote the paper, just sort of done. Here it was a lot of investigation into the text, sort of really working with the old books and using not only the words but the make, the condition, to sort of formulate some arguments. And
so perhaps a more kind of open-ended research project than you had experienced in the past, and one where you had to deal with more primary sources.
Yes, definitely. And I think, being overseas was great too. I got to work in a different environment. Was researching in the library, which was really great. I hadn't experienced that before.
Yeah, let me ask a little bit about that, because I think it's easy to assume in our day and age that anything interesting is available digitally, but I gather you needed to go to England to do this work.
Yes, I definitely think so. I did get some information from the Early English Books Online, which is a fantastic resource, but I think it can't compare to going to the library and physically holding the book and opening it, seeing, how big it was, and then drawing some conclusions from that. Was this an expensive book? Would it have been a luxury item? Was it something that everyone would have had access to, and that can tell you something about the audience and really the social context in which this history or this text was in.
Thinking about this as an experience that perhaps drew from other learning experiences you've had at Vanderbilt, other courses, other things, were there ways in which you kind of drew on other skills that you had developed since you've been at Vanderbilt?
Well, like I said, in my research, or in my other class with Professor Tucker, we had done a similar project of, researching at the library and then producing a paper. So some of those same research techniques came into play. I think, and generally, sort of in my history classes, the sort of just investigation progress was sort of similar. Going to the text, but then also looking at the bibliography, looking where, authors of secondary sources were, what primary sources they were using, what other books were relevant on the topic, just to sort of get a broad scope. And then, it was easy to focus in and, narrow down my topic after that.
I'm also curious kind of what kind of support or mentoring Professor Tucker provided along the way during the summer.
Well, we met probably once a week and sort of talked over my research. When I first got to the Welcome Library, she helped me actually go to the Rare and Book Room. She had obviously done it multiple times and was sort of an expert, and that was really helpful. Then we were in contact through email. And she just sort of gave me not only information about the research process, but then also sort of her discipline in general, what it was like to do academic research at the collegiate level, and then,
So what's next for you? Is this going to lead to anything this year or down the road?
Well, right now I'm doing a directed study with Professor Tucker. I'm still working on this same field. I'm pulling in different aspects, looking at the law, the Spanish fly in relationship to women, gender questions, stuff like that. Still have a lot of research to do, but I'm really excited.
And what year are you?
I'm a junior.
Okay. So any ideas what's going to happen after Vanderbilt for you?
I'm hoping grad school. I'm going to go to the Career Center, I think, and talk it over, sort of figure out what I want to do, because I feel like there's a lot of directions I could go in.
And one last question. Had you lived overseas before?
I have not, no. I've traveled overseas, but nothing like this, and it was a really unique experience.
I guess one more question then. What advice would you give for other students who might be interested in doing this kind of summer research?
Well, I would definitely contact your professor, see what sort of research they're doing, if they're interested in working with you doing research, I think.
Great. Well, it was nice talking with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. You can view the show notes as well as leave comments or questions about this episode by visiting cft.vanderbilt.edu/blog/podcasts. If you'd like to share your thoughts, we encourage you to stop by our website and join the discussion. Vanderbilt instructors are also welcome to call the Center for Teaching at 322-7290 to arrange a meeting with a CFT consultant to talk about ways you can incorporate student projects in your class. Thanks again for listening. I've been your host, Rhett McDaniel.